A celebration at the White House. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden taking a victory lap after Democrats' victories in the midterm elections, saying they had a strong night. The president making his first comments about the election results this afternoon, asked about his political future.
My intention is that I run again, but I'm a great respecter of fate, and this is ultimately a family decision. I think everybody wants me to run, but we're going to have discussions about it.
And the president was asked who he would prefer as an opponent, former President Trump or Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
It'll be fun watching them take on each other.
The president also said he's prepared to work with his Republican colleagues. The balance of power is still not known, as some House races have not yet been determined.
Control of the House may not be known for days, but Republicans are forging ahead.
We will be in the majority, and Nancy Pelosi will be in the minority.
Yeah! Kevin McCarthy's angling for Speaker, Steve Scalise for Majority Leader. But a narrow GOP majority could hamper McCarthy's quest. McCarthy stumbled to succeed Speaker John Boehner 7 years ago, lacking the votes.
Fox's Chad Pergram in Washington. Nicole's now a Category 1 hurricane after pounding the Bahamas. The storm now about 105 miles east of West Palm Beach, Florida, with maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour.
Stay out of the water. I can't be clear enough. It's extremely dangerous, and you're risking your life and the lives of those that would have to come and rescue you.
Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry. Only two hurricanes have made landfall in November since record keeping began in 1853, the last in 1985. The CDC says one person has died and 16 people have gotten sick from listeria traced to packaged deli meat. It's been traced to two net cost markets in New York, but health officials say it's likely not the only source of the outbreak because some people got sick didn't shop at the store. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
History made last night in Massachusetts as voters elected the state's first openly lesbian governor. Democrat Maura Healey is the current attorney general. She was asked how she would govern differently from Republican Governor Charlie Baker.
We're all going to see. I think we have a lot of mutual respect for one another. Obviously, we share some similarities. We share some differences. And look, at the end of the day, it's going to be matter by matter, issue by issue. You know, there's a lot of things that we've got to take on. There's a lot of things that we've got to work on and tackle.
Baker was term limited. Healey said her administration will work with everyone and for everyone. A potential national rail strike is averted at least until early December.
Two unions that rejected a deal with railroad companies have agreed to allow more time to vote on proposals, putting the brakes on a possible strike that could have major economic consequences. The freight rail companies offered the biggest raises in decades for engineers, conductors, and track maintenance workers, but increases for paid sick time and some quality of life concerns remain sticking points. All 12 rail unions must approve their deals to prevent a strike. Seven have ratified new contracts and three others plan votes this month. The stakes are so high that Congress is expected to block a strike if a deal isn't done. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Climate protesters have targeted another famous work of art, this time in Australia, where authorities say they scrawled graffiti and glued themselves to an Andy Warhol piece depicting Campbell's soup cans, though the piece does not appear to be damaged. A group called Stop Fossil Fuel Subsidies posted video to social media showing two women applying blue graffiti to 5 of 10 screen prints by Warhol depicting Campbell's soup cans, and then gluing themselves to the work at the National Gallery of Australia in Canberra. The protest ended quickly, with the women being escorted from the building before the glue had time to set. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.